Perchance, is there any couple here who's engaged? Oh, look at this. We got a couple couples here. That's great. Yesterday we had 100 couples here for the Engage conference, and it was kind of cool. So I'll just pick on you since you're like finding this kid here. So you can stand. Can you stand? And your name?
Michael.
And?
Diana.
And when are you getting married?
April next year.
April a year from now. And here, I'm going to stand on the other side so people can see your and see you. And so on April 9th?
We're not sure yet.
Oh, you're not sure? Okay. Whatever. April next year. Good. Close enough for me. And is it close enough for you? Never mind. And but on April 9th, is it Michael?
Yes.
You're going to give to your fiance the best gift ever, right?
Yeah.
And what is the gift that you're going to give her?
A promise to be with her forever.
And that will be lived out in the person of you, right?
Yes.
So you are the best gift ever.
Yes.
Did you know this is the best gift you will ever receive is standing next to you?
Yeah.
Now, it makes sense that you are his best gift, but really you are for each other the best gift. There's nothing more amazing. I bet you can hardly sleep at night.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's going to be great. And so, but what I want you to know, as amazing as that is, there is something even greater. And you can't even imagine it. Are you ready to hear it?
Yeah.
All right. You can be seated. So you can open up your hymnals to number 1124. 1124. You can do it as soon as I pass by you. Anyways, Notre Dame. And 1124 is where the readings are, the back of the hymnal. And you'll see the first reading on the top of the page, and then it says the psalm response. Then you go down a little bit more, it's the second reading. And when you get to the second reading on page 1124, there's an italics part. See that italics part on 1124? Yeah. It gets kind of confusing, I know.
We're working.
Let's see. Oh, yeah, you're almost there. You got it. Welcome. All right. Let's read that italics part, because that italics part is what's even better than getting married next April. That italics part is this incredible promise of God that we cannot comprehend. If you're going to memorize one verse of Scripture, this would be a good one of the verses to memorize together. What eye has not seen, and ear has not heard, and what has not entered the human heart, what God has prepared for those who love him. What eye has not seen, what ear has not heard, and what has not entered the human heart, this is what God has prepared for us. What does God have prepared for you and for me? Eternal life. Life eternal. Life eternal in such a way that nothing that you can imagine comes close to the glory that awaits us who are in Christ Jesus for all eternity. More glorious than one's wedding day. More glorious than the birth of your first child. More glorious than sitting on the end of a dock in northern Minnesota as the bald eagles fly and the walleye line up to be chomping on your fish hook is what God has for us. And so sometimes I forget about that. Sometimes I think that heaven is just like another day, or I don't even think about what heaven. But what St. Paul is saying to the people of Corinth, be aware of what awaits you. Be aware of this incredible gift that God has for us, that you can't even imagine it. Whatever you can imagine, imagine the greatest thing. Heaven is greater than that. To dwell with God and all those who love God for all eternity. It's incredible. It's what awaits us. And when we realize that, that will give us the grace and strength to live this life fully. That will give the grace to Michael to lay down his life for his bride to be. He'll say every week when he gets home with his paycheck, here, honey, my paycheck, go spend it. Right? Because you are delighted. Because even greater than one's bride spending one's paycheck, or the other way around, is spending eternity in heaven with God. That's what awaits us. So I invite us this week during our prayer time to ponder that, to ponder heaven, to think of what awaits us. So we're not living the word and the what God calls us to out of drudgery, but out of love. We're not following the law because we have to, but because we long to dwell with God for all eternity. What eye has not seen, what ear has not heard, and what has not entered the human heart, that God has prepared for those who love him.